Monday message of hope. Many good things do not come easy. There are times in life when we feel like life is very hard on us, that things of life do not favor us, all because we encounter challenges upon challenges. Some at this point become very angry with life and even to God that created life. But when you look at most of these challenges, you begin to understand that they are there because they are supposed to be there. Or they are there because they are part and parcel of the success story. Beloved, many good things do not come easy. The road to success is never an easy road. If you are preparing to enter into this road, if you are thinking of changing your life, like passing your exams, becoming successful in one way or the other, maintaining a good relationship, always know that there are many hurdles to pass. There are challenges waiting for you along the way, and there must be a price to pay. These may involve a lot of hard work, thinking, time, efforts, struggle, patience, insults, disappointments. Sometimes you need to expect this so that when you meet them along the way, you do not need to be worried. You do not need to blame God nor anyone. Always know that many of them are there because they are supposed to be there. What do we think that really makes things great? What do we think that really makes things successful? If not the things we pass along the way. Without challenges, nothing is great. All we need is to make up our mind. In fact, what is holding many today is the fear to face the challenges they think they will meet, or they have met, or they have already concluded that their life is cursed, that life is hard. Then nothing is to be done. They fall back and relax, waiting for the day God can do miracle out of nothing. One thing with miracle is that it must come out of something. For Jesus to feed the multitude, even there is the presence of few fish and few loaves of bread. When we do nothing, nothing happens. But when we do something, something happens. For every cause must have an effect. Beloved, you may be suffering now. Yes, you are passing a lot. But do not be surprised that you are just few kilometers away from achieving your life dreams. You may have lost your job, and you have been looking for another one since then, and nothing seems to be coming. Beloved, I still believe that giving up is never an option. Maybe you have not yet gotten the one God has prepared for you. The problem is when we are suffering for suffering's sake. When we are suffering because we are doing nothing. Suffering because we are depending on some people to do many things for us. Please, if you are in this group, wake up and find something doing. Rise up to your challenges. Sometimes the challenges we meet along the way show that you are climbing a step further. The higher you go, the cooler it becomes. In fact, wherever you are and whatever you do, always expect challenges. Expect them because they must surely be there one day. As you prepare to change your life, prepare for the challenges. Sometimes opportunities are usually disguised as difficulties, and many people run away from them and later blame God for not answering their prayers. Always know that nothing in life that is worth having is free. Nothing in life worth having is not without a fight. In the Bible, even though God was with many great men like David, Jeremiah, Isaiah, Moses, they did not fold their hands, but they made themselves available to walk with God despite the challenges. David rose up against the Goliath. Moses rose up to the demands of his time. It is time to rise up against our own Goliaths and conquer our life pharaohs. Finally, my beloved, let us not forget that we always need the grace of God. Please do not underrate this. There are times in life you need an extra hand. You need an unlimited strength. You need an unknown and spiritual hand to make ways for you. Sometimes human effort does not define all, but those efforts that work smartly according to divine inspirations and grace. Remember that all Moses had was a stick. All David had was a sling and a few stones. To tell us that God can take whatever He has already given to us to do what He has created us to do before we were born. It is time to wake up again. Beloved, I always believe there is light at the end of the tunnel. May God give us the grace to overcome our challenges. In Jesus' name, I remain your humble servant, Father Santos Mario. God bless you. In Jesus' name.